Today we would like to go into another parable that Jesus has taught. And since the verses are only few, so let's read together. It's in Mark chapter 4, and started from verse 30 to 34. Let's go together. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such a big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. The mustard seed. Actually, Jesus mentioned about the mustard seed was the smallest one. But when it grow, and it grow, and then it become a tree, and that turned out like the largest one in the ground. So the mustard seed is so small that you hardly see by your eyes. It's kind of a very small and so not visible, hardly notice. It's kind of a easily be, because so the size is so small, it can be neglected or ignored. Sometimes we look at the people, if their possession, power or position are low and small, then we may look down upon that person. Because this is kind of a worldly mentality. But Jesus wanted to use this as an illustration to explain to us the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God, it's invisible. You cannot see. So he used this parable to give us a kind of a insight so we may see that by eyes we cannot. And there are two ways of interpretation of this parable. I'll bring it up to you both. One is called negative side, and the other one positive, of course. For the negative interpretation, it tried to illustrate that the seed was so small, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew too big, become so huge. It turned out like a somehow deformity or extraordinary. Something we describe like a mutation. It should not turn that way, but it turned the other way. So negative interpretation mentioned this is not good. And because also Jesus brought that bird inside that parables, and we remember the very first one, the person go out and scatter the seed, and the first attitude is the seed was scattered around the side road, and then what came? The bird came and took away the seed. And later, Jesus explained that bird is point to what? Satan, right? So people brought that bird into this parable, say, hey, this bird may be also Satan again. And Satan perched under the shade. So the interpretation go to the negative direction. So that means the seed, the mustard seed, grow so big and too big and turn out extraordinary, and it should not turn out that way. And I have mentioned that the kingdom of God is invisible, but if it turned out that way, that means you cannot deny it. It's so huge, everybody saw it. And you know, if we look at the outside appearance of Christianity, then it can grow. It can grow, but that growth is not through the life. It can grow, become an organization. Maybe they build up all kinds of very rigid rules, laws, maybe even build up a huge structure. And we know the Christian history. After the Catholic, there is a Protestant. And Protestant, after Protestant grow stronger and stronger, then the Protestant criticize Catholic. And because at that time, Catholic has built up a huge structure in Rome, in many places in Europe. And even today, when we visit or tour over Europe, you can see those big buildings. It's a mega, huge structure, magnificent and splendor buildings. And because of its kind of a provide a grave and stern atmosphere. So people said, wow, when we go into that building, I feel the holy atmosphere. But Jesus already mentioned here, the kingdom of God you cannot see by your eyes. But we brought our worldly concept into that kind of area. And because of from our senses, we thought, this is holy. This is what should be represent God. And so Protestant criticized Catholic because at that time, Catholic got all resources in their hands. They are capable to build those buildings. So there was a joke from Protestant saying when apostle time, Peter and John, when they went into the temple at the beautiful gate, there was a cripple from birth and laying down on the ground. And that cripple actually asked people to spare him money. And when Peter and John walk in, that cripple also look at the apostles and hoping that they may give him some money. And at that time, what the apostle said, silver or gold, I do not have. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And that man got up and walked. So Protestant made a joke to the Holy Pope. Say, the Holy Pope may nowadays walk through the gate the same way, and maybe he see some people there down there. The Pope said, I got all the silver and gold, but I don't have Jesus. Get out here. See, it turned out so huge building over there, that big temple. Everybody would like to go there. But that is only outside appearance. But the kingdom of God didn't go that way. So we criticize so for those outside appearance. Nowadays, the church, we are walking maybe in the same path, along the same journey. We tend to use the outside appearance for those can be viewed by eyes to boast. So now the tourists go to the Europe. The most visited site always those churches, the huge building. Even in L.A., we got Crystal Cathedral. Nowadays, we Protestants also can bragging about we are not that bad as Catholic. We also got good size of building. But when you visit the Europe churches, those huge ones, as a matter of fact, Sunday, you will see very few people go there to worship. And during the regular days, they have raised a couple of what we call professional religion people. Every couple hours, they will come out and they have performed those religion ceremony. They will sing beautiful songs and they're murmuring some prayers using Latin authentic language because they believe God listens to Latin language better. So church over there turned out like a circus, some kind of show for performance. They got extraordinary appearance, but there is no life. They cannot change Europe. So you will see nowadays Europe is declining and declining. And we are not totally out of that category. Look at today, North America church. There are lots of development in North America churches. And I'd like to talk about some program for those youth. For youth program now is developing so amazingly. They got all kinds of design and plan, a good program, they thought. Even in Irvine, I learned that there's a church. When you walk in, you thought you are going into a nightclub. They can draw many, many young people there. And every church tried to provide some exciting, feel good, having fun, popular programs. And those parents thought, if I can plug my kids into that program, I can sit back and relax because I feel secure, because my kids plug into that program. And church actually follow up what's going on afterwards. They check for those attended the youth program kids after they got into college. How many percentage still stay in the church? 20%. 80% totally gone and never return. We kind of superstitious believe the program can build up a Christian. It never worked that way. You try to use something big program, just like those outside appearance stuff, it never really help the people. Program does not produce Christian. See, actually Judas, he also plugged into the Jesus program, right? He stayed with him for 3.5 years. What's the outcome? He did not connect to the person. He did not connect to Jesus. That's a problem. So, mustard seed, if you look into the negative side, it can grow to the wrong direction. We thought that should be the way. We thought we can find out some numbers, something we can trace. But life from Jesus didn't turn out that direction. So the second interpretation is a positive way. The mustard seed, you cannot almost hardly see it. But once it grows, it will grow so huge that you beyond your comprehension, beyond your imagination. It can grow so huge. The influence will be tremendously. That's a positive interpretation. See, if you really believe Jesus connect to your life, then you can anticipate that will happen. Well, the other way, if you thought you were connected to Jesus, but through years it didn't turn out anything at all, then you need to come back to the very, very beginning to check what's going on. What's something wrong about that? Especially for parents. Your life, you got that mustard seed? If your kids cannot be influenced by you, you got a problem. You thought you got plugged into some Christian religion program? It won't work. It just won't work. But if you do have that life inside you, surely the person around you, they will stir up. That impact will come out. And that impact, you may think, I have only a mustard seed in me, but that mustard seed, through Jesus Christ, your kids, your children, they will be deeply impacted, and their life will be changed. There's a church not very famous. It's not a huge church. I'm talking about the church in North Korea. North Korean Christian, they were brutally persecuted. And once they were identified, most of them will be executed. And because under that kind of circumstances, that little mustard seed surely will be like invisible because they cannot expose themselves. Once they expose, they will be extinguished. So North Korean Christians, I saw a testimony. They only can assemble early in the morning. That means it's totally dark outside. And they can only go to the outskirts of the suburb area. They came. They knew the place. And they gathered. And there's no war in the wilderness. And they sing the hymns by humming. They cannot really sing. They're just humming. When they pray, mostly just by tears on their knees. As long as they can get together, that is the only thing that they can praise and be rejoiced. Wow, we can get together again. And if one was martyred, they will support each other and can encourage each other. They will talk to each other, say, hold on, brother. Steadfast sister. And they got nothing to boast. Nothing. They can bring it up to brag. The only thing they can bring it up is Jesus. We still got Jesus. And with Jesus, that's all enough. Now you look at them, how big their church is. Because there's no war around them. Actually, their church is the universe. Is that big enough? Even though they sing the hymn by humming, but their praise go all the way to the Father. I trust their prayer will shake the Father's heart, and their love, fellowship in Christ, even in the freezing, rigid area, such a cold area, but the warmth and the love surround them. They're full of light. There is no program for them, but what they got is the life, and that life came from that mustard seed. Well, I talk about too many things outside. Let me talk about us here. Maybe some of you know one of our brothers. His name is Simon. Do you remember him? Simon Liu. His father is Dr. Liu. Mother is Dr. Sun. They were here in the Mandarin group. And we knew that Brother Simon, he went to China, Shenzhen, for the job over there. When I came to Irvine, we had a Thursday night Bible study and prayer meeting. And his mother came. And we can sense Lord is doing something upon mother, Simon's mother. At that time, it may look like mustard seed. Not big deal, but she continued to come. And then we see something different. Her life started to kind of vibrate. Something going on in her. And that vibration She went home, and that vibration, that mustard seed, passed on to the son, Simon. And then Simon came. She was so not cold, not hot Christian in the past. I remember when I preached, he lay down there and sit back. And I don't know, from time to time, maybe I talk a little bit louder and he may work out what's going on. But that mustard seed through his mother and pass on to him. But it's, time is so short, only 2 months, he left for China. And the city he went, Shenzhen actually is the fattest growth city. All kinds of temptation, you can name it from A to Z. It's overwhelming temptation. The time for his departure, you remember we pray for them here, right? I was not that confident because only 2 months. But the second week, we started to receive message. He was looking for a church there. That's a good sign for us. But a couple weeks later, another message came. He is looking for another church. At that time, I was a little bit wondering what's wrong there. And later, he told his mother, because I need to find a church with life, not just program. So that gave us a little bit comfort. And then, within that kind of city, few months later, we heard his mother told us he went to their prayer meetings. Wow! That mustard seed start to work because there's a life. And the latest news, he started to serve in the church. Look, 20 plus years old, only kids, within that temptation, full of temptation cities, he is looking for an opportunity to serve in the church. It's not program, it's a person, and that person is Jesus. The mustard seed, even now, still growing over there. Doesn't matter the environment. He doesn't need to go into certain program. Jesus is inside, and that mustard seed will continue to grow. And we can anticipate his life going to impact many, many over there. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so very much that you would put that mustard seed in us. And we pray for ourselves. Let it grow. Let it grow according to your will in us and through us, so many people may be touched for your glory and for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.